tell me why the maintenance man came this morning to fix some shit in our apartment and stole my weed. This man brought me back some weak-ass Reggie. I need my weed that you stole out of my apartment this morning. Okay, update. I found him, and he ain't had my shit. So I made him pay me for that shit, and I stole his weak-ass Reggie.
Did you write that?
Google shaved lettuce and make sure I'm not thinking of shredded lettuce.
I think it's the same.
I think it's the same, right?
Well, why would we call things shredded lettuce when we can just call it shaved lettuce?
I know, it's way
funnier. Way better.
I mean, I think it means the same thing.
Well,
I'd like a t-shirt that says shaved lettuce, bitch.
You want to know something gross about hair?
We gotta make that shirt.
Or
we gotta make that joke perpetuate first, and then we'll make that shirt.
Okay, so the goal of this pod is to make it cool.
We gotta bring in. Did Fever Ass ever catch on? Speaking of,
I'm working on it.
Still working on Fever Ass.
If you go under a couple bridges and look at some graffiti, you'll see
Fever Ass.
Who's Fever Ass?
Cool.
That guy can tag.
That's your tagging name.
Want to know something gross about?
I would love
shaving
to know something
stuff.
Gross about shaving lettuce.
I got. Like a leather bag in Mexico at one of those like places where they're like, I'll give it to you for 500 pesos. And right. I'm like, I only got 400. And he's like, I can see your wallet. And then I give him 500. But I took it home with me. And then my friend pointed out that it still had hair on one side. Like not a lot of hair, like little sprigs of hair coming out.
From an animal, right?
Yeah.
That's
from
incredible.
Like the animal. And I took my razor and I shaved my new bag.
Do you think there's a possibility that that's going to be something you have to consistently do?
Yeah.
If it grows back, I'm burning it.
Really?
Can you imagine?
I think it's a new pet.
Yeah. It's like a Tamagotchi.
Well,
yeah.
Actually,
it's a Mexican Tamagotchi.
I don't actually worry about that because I feel like I definitely
like
brought evil
like
into my
pet
home
baby.
With the Aztec death whistle.
Speaking of,
I actually got an unnerving feeling unboxing it.
Unnerving feeling
cool.
Unboxing the mass-produced Chinese Aztec death whistle.
It is made,
I guess technically,
one
it's
of
a
kind
skinwalker.
In a studio out of Etsy.
Out of Etsy.
It's an Etsy death whistle.
One of a kind studio in Brooklyn, New York.
Feels like a skinwalker kind of a vibe.
It's totally from thing. Florida, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're based
in Florida.
You
bought it
in
Mexico?
Goodness.
No, I bought it on Etsy.
Oh, I thought this is when you were in Mexico.
Etsy, Florida.
Oh, yeah, no, the hairy bag is from Mexico, but my death whistle is from Etsy.
Oh, cool.
The hairy bag is a really funny and disgusting concept.
I know.
You got a hairy bag, bro. I sure do.
You.
You got to shave that lettuce, guys.
Shave
your lettuce. Quit dropping so
Doesn't
much.
Doesn't mean shredded lettuce? It's the same.
It's the same thing, Sioux Plantation. What is up with that place?
Didn't we go to Sioux Plantation for your birthday?
Yes.
I went, I went to the latter. That's right.
No. I'm not 30 yet. My golden birthday.
Your 29th. Golden birthday. 29. Wait, you're not 30 yet?
No. I'm 30 in January.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? Which,
I know it's a
and
big
when I say
birthday.
What are we going to do, I mean, which Sioux Plantation are we going to go to?
I know, because didn't they close that one?
I think they closed all of them, if I remember correctly. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I really hope you're wrong. I love Sioux
so
Plantation.
So the concept of Sioux Plantation, let me get this right, because I've never been there. Mm-hmm. It's a soup
Mixed
slavery
with,
mill.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the people that work there are not being paid.
Yeah, okay.
I know, it's a very problematic title.
The
it's
word
called...
plantation's a trigger word now, which is too bad because I think of a plantation as like a nice place with hanging moss.
I actually saw something.
And lemonades.
It sounds nice for a white person, probably.
That's true.
Well, I'm a white person.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Hey-o, I love lemonade.
What's the matter with slavery? Lemonade's great.
Lemonade's
great. I got to say, though, not about slavery, but when you have... For you to be able to make a store that grows to the size of something like Sioux Plantation with a name like Sioux Plantation, you're probably a really good business person.
No kidding.
Because that is a gold mine name that you would assume just stays in the back corners of college streets.
I know.
Little bodegas, right?
And that came about.
Go ahead.
I don't know, before all like the hot trigger words.
Right.
True.
Right?
It's been around since the 90s. Plus, it's so goddamn cheap. How could it not succeed?
Right. I also think so.
And fresh.
What other names do you guys love from the corporate world?
Well, here's one quick detail. Outside of Southern California, Sioux Plantation's called Sweet Tomatoes.
Oh, wow, that's completely different. Yeah. That's probably, maybe that's addressing the exact issue that we're talking about.
Could be. The rest of the country was like, oh, no.
So there's also, of course, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, my God.
That's like one of the greatest names of all time.
Yeah.
I never knew what it was until it was on the news for all the, what are they, anti-abortion or something?
I think they're, it's a very Christian company.
Very Christian.
I think. So they hate
It makes total sense for somebody who's like hardcore Christian to not. Like, God, they, yeah, I mean, stay home and build a model rocket.
Yeah.
Don't go out, do Molly.
Have
sex with a bunch of trans.
And then
gendered
abort
folk,
the baby.
And then abort the baby.
They're the ones that were fighting for the right to not provide birth control.
Oh,
under
that's
their
right.
Insurance plans.
That's right. I remember something
employees.
Like that.
Because nobody should be having sex. So.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're married, and then you shouldn't. Also be using birth control.
That's
because God
true.
Will give you as many children as he wants you to have.
Right.
Fucking God.
God knows nothing about the economy.
I'd like to see his ledger.
His ledger.
God, we don't, that's part of the reason why we've been getting all these earthquakes and natural disasters lately is because God is being investigated for tax fraud right now.
Right, exactly.
Shout out QuakeFeed, my app that tracks earthquakes.
Oh yeah. We had one the other day, a little 3.7.
We had one the other night. And so that goes off in the middle of the night, and I wake up and go, that
this
was
is
cool.
It.
That was cool.
And then yesterday, the Mexico one, I was like,
dude.
Man.
I'm on this before anybody.
Yeah, did you know it was coming?
It. I get a notification seconds after it happens.
What's it called? QuakeFeed?
QuakeFeed.
Okay. QuakeFeed.
Downloading it.
It's really fun.
That sounds fun.
Gives me basically no leg up other than I can say like.
Honey, get in the door. Oh, too late.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Mexico's gone.
And yeah, I feel, man, I cannot believe that earthquake has not happened in California yet. Obviously, everybody's always talking about it, and I really, really hope it doesn't.
Oh, you mean the big one?
The big one. But I also feel like every time something like this happens, and then it happens in another country, I'm just like, oh, man.
Thank God it wasn't us.
Well, it's not even that as much as just like, what did they do to deserve that, and why have we not gotten our penance?
I know.
Hurricanes, man. There's another hurricane demolishing the Caribbean right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And we all talked about Irma was very bad. I don't want to say Irma and the one that happened in Houston weren't bad.
Yeah.
They were very bad, but like
Walter? Was that Walter?
I don't know.
Wayne? God,
but
how fast we forget.
No kidding.
But they
I'm not good at
they
names.
Had already gone down a couple classifications by the time they hit the States.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are countries in the Caribbean that lost literally everything.
Yeah, why aren't we the ones getting floored?
That's kind of how I feel. And that's a...
We don't get hurricanes.
We don't get hurricanes. I mean, Irma and then what was the other one? I don't... it's too early.
There's one Jose right now, right?
There's Jose.
Jose's hitting New
Irma.
York.
I think Jose just happened. Well, yeah, it's in like... upstate stuff now, or upcountry.
We're not,
Maria,
Harvey?
I think, is the one that's hitting. Harvey's the one that hit Houston.
Are you just pulling Latin-based names?
Yeah.
Maria
Lupe Vasquez,
Fiasco.
I think, is his name.
Vasquez would be a hurricane down the line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it will be.
That's the future of global warming
we
hurricane.
We should see when our names are going to be the hurricanes next.
Hurricane
I think
dog
it's
boobs?
Like Irma. Okay. Yeah, it's not going to be for a while. Because it goes in alphabetical order.
Ooh,
so
Hurricane
if we're
my freedom.
At I, it's got to go all the way back around to
oh,
D.
Oh, yeah. Do they use all names or just some names?
I think they tried to pick names that aren't like Joe and John.
Yeah.
Hurricane Kathy. Greg.
Hurricane Karen.
And our thoughts are obviously with Mexico right now.
Yeah, I. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
It's very, very sad, and
I mean,
nobody should have to deal with that. I hope that we don't get a...
The crazy part was they were doing earthquake awareness drills because it was the anniversary of a huge earthquake from 1985.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe that
day,
was good
so
timing,
like,
actually.
So they were doing these. It's called the shake-up, which sounds fun, but it's really a training
what
exercise.
Is,
like a
what
dance.
Is that in Spanish?
El shakerino. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
El shakerino.
Who speaks Spanish?
The boobs?
The boobs?
Yeah, totally.
You were just in Mexico, didn't you learn?
Yeah, it's definitely called La Sacudida. Sacudida.
The shape up.
Yeah. I actually
you know that from
Googled
being fluent.
It.
Right.
La Sacudida.
But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Mm-mm. Earthquakes.
But that's some front page internet
stuff. That is some front page internet stuff. So this is Did You Reddit, your weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
My dad is cool.
My dad is cool. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And I'm My Frida, and my dad knows karate.
What?
Those are our usernames, not our Christian names. On Reddit. You can find us there, or you can email us at hi@digireddit.com, or go to our Facebook page, digireddit, etc. Today, so if you listened last week, we hit a couple randoms, landed on a couple interesting ones. We're doing one of them today, which is stealing, because there are a couple interesting reasons that I think we wanted to do stealing. One is because it's just fascinating hearing from the minds of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I think the way they talk about it on this sub is interesting, where they essentially are saying this is about stealing, but the skills that you might get from knowing how to steal could apply to other things.
Yeah.
So don't quickly discredit this.
Yeah, like the impending apocalypse.
Right, the impending apocalypse. So something bad happens and you need to take something from the corpse of a loved one.
Exactly.
So
they're probably not going to notice.
that's what they're talking about.
Which is the plot to a little movie with Zach Braff.
Yeah.
But which one?
The one where he has to go get his mom's watch back because she died.
Oh, shit.
That's the whole plot of the movie.
Is that what his Kickstarter was for?
No, that was the other one. Sorry. What's the name of that movie?
You're thinking about Garden State?
Garden State, yeah.
Was that what it was?
Oh.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, I realized I had no idea what Garden State was about.
So here's
that's a funny way to talk about the plot of
here's
Garden
Here's the pitch.
State. So Zach Braff,
a young
goes,
man,
steals.
Comes home to his defunct family to steal back his mom's gold watch out of her grave. Garden State.
Dude, no clue. Seen that movie like 12 times. No idea.
It was real grim.
It's an action thriller.
Wow.
It's like a Tomb Raider meets Indiana Jones.
When are they going to do a Garden State 2, Revenge of the...
Revenge of the father who wants that
Revenge
watch
of the
back.
Dad.
Grandma's pearl necklace.
Garden State 2.
I would love for them to do a Garden State 2. That would be really funny.
Well, there's all kinds of other family members with jewelry that he's got to steal.
That's true.
Makes total sense.
Turns into a national treasure type.
Yeah.
Type kind of plot line.
There's more clues.
That movie kind of defined a generation.
Yeah, sure, you know, enough. It did. And it was the beginning of the manic pixie fairy girl character.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
What was it? There's like a term for it, but like Natalie Portman would never get with Zach Braff in real life.
Well,
unless she was.
I don't know. Zach Braff is kind of lame.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kind of hot.
Oh. I feel like now he's kind of like lame actor guy.
Yeah.
That was a strange time because he was also doing Scrubs, and Scrubs was such a buffoonish role for him. It was funny, it was great, but it was like kind of such a like yuck lowbrow comedy. And then he pulls off this gem of
movie about a watch,
gem of hipster. I don't know what you would call that.
It's just like, I don't know where I'm going with my
love
life.
Affair.
What does it all mean?
Love
is the answer. Love and theft is the answer.
Love and theft. That's some
thievery.
Yeah, amazing soundtrack. Anyway, so we're talking about stealing, but as per our typical format, let's go over a little bit of what happened on Reddit this past week.
Let's check the front page news.
So there weren't We really should have. Maybe I'm just going to capture that and I'll just play that from now on.
Please do.
That might be the thing we do. So I guess the last couple times we've done this, we're always in like national disaster time.
This is national disaster season.
It really is, man. So let's see. I feel like other things happened in this past week. Like, it wasn't particularly busy in terms of like we actually might be in the right time period to where it's not just only going to be hurricane or earthquake photos. And
I saw an interesting story about how China is ordering lab-grown meat from Israel.
Cool.
Interesting.
So Israel developed a way to cook or to grow like actual meat product in a lab, and China needs meat, I guess, because they got a lot of people.
They need meat. Oh yeah, okay.
And so they ordered like a massive amount. They basically started a working relationship with this meat factory in Israel. So meat factory is not real meat. It's actual cells from an animal that they took into a lab and then replicated into meat.
I'm not sure how that.
It like appears, but I'm sure it comes like out in a rectangle, and then it's sort of like sealed, you know, freeze sealed. And then shipped. And so if you're a country, I guess, who has so many people who doesn't have space to farm, and farming is, you need so much food to feed the animals, totally. And water. Yeah. And it's totally. Such like a,
well, that's what people always, resource that's intensive like the number thing. One, the number one, point of contention with vegetarians and vegans, mm-hmm. is they love talking to you and telling you about the environmental impact of beef.
Freaking right? Vegans, bro. We don't want to hear it.
So I'm actually doing this. It's funny that you'd bring that up. So I,
front page news, man.
Ooh, somebody's alarm's going off.
Cool.
So I was,
Someone's probably stealing from it.
So I was, in the studio all weekend working on a project with my band.
Whoa.
And on the way home on Sunday, I hadn't really eaten much. I was like, fuck, I'm so hungry. I'm going to Popeyes, right?
Mm.
Which was delicious, but I felt like absolute garbage.
Yeah.
For the next like 24 hours.
It's poison adjacent.
And as you guys know, I have a habit of like putting something in my mouth for the short-term impact and mm-hmm. then dealing with the long-term repercussions.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks. So I decided this week I'm going vegetarian. And I don't mean I'm going vegetarian, like, I'm out with meat forever. I'm like, this week, I'm just doing a week.
A cleanse.
I want to see what happens, because I've never actually taken the time to be like, I'm going to try to, I'm going to actually try to be a vegetarian this week. I don't mean choose vegetarian options sometimes. I mean, like, even when there's my favorite meat option in front of me.
You going falafel.
I'm going falafel.
Go falafel. Right?
I'm going veggie burger. I'm going fucking pasta or whatever.
I think that's probably smart, healthy. The sort of Monday through Friday of it all,
right?
It seems like a good time to be like less alcohol,
totally.
Less meat.
I just want to see what it's
less
like.
Less carbs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try to be healthy, and then on the weekends, just pollute your swamp.
Right? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. Like even it out.
Pollute your swamp.
I've been trying to do that too lately. Like I'm not going like strict vegetarian, because sometimes I need beefy nacho loaded griller from Taco Bell.
Right.
But
beefy nacho loaded griller. Beefy nacho loaded griller.
They gotta hire you. That's a great song.
Couldn't you do a beanie loaded griller?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Beanie
though.
Nacho loaded
like,
griller.
I want those meat crumbles.
Beanie nacho loaded.
But don't you realize the environmental impact
like
of the beef
fart
you're eating?
A cow
dude?
rips a hole in the ozone layer. I know.
I wish they would at least articulate it that way, and then I would listen a
little
more.
Then I'd laugh and then be like, for real? Yeah. Wow, shit.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right.
You should
try to limit it.
Science teacher, I'd like to hear your science presentation on ozone.
I would
ripping.
Be such a terrible teacher.
All right. All right, kids. This is how the ozone works.
Yeah.
Cows rip.
Like big old farts. Guess what else rips? The ozone layer.
Oh.
Pop quiz.
Dangerous Minds.
Everybody pull out a pencil.
You look like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Check it out. Yeah, I wouldn't be a good teacher at all.
You don't know. You don't know until you try.
I could do college prep, because I feel like that's just keeping kids busy.
That's true. We could teach on podcasting etiquette.
Yeah. I bet I'd be everyone's favorite teacher if I did college prep. Because we just shoot the shit all day. Oh, I don't know if it's a thing in every school, but in my school...
This would be in high school?
High school, yeah.
Right.
It was like...
This is a beer bong. This is weed.
This is weed. This is how you make a bong out of an apple. There was AP classes, which were for like the smart kids, and then there were college prep classes, which it wasn't like you weren't the smart kids. It's just, it was for basic kids.
Right.
And then, of course, there were the basic classes, which were for, like, learning disability children.
the basic ones for learning disabilities.
It's like the Starbucks size model. They're like,
I know.
The small one's going to be called tall.
Exactly. It doesn't make
and
any
the
sense.
The basic kids are borderline, I don't want to say it.
Basic borderline criminals.
Criminals.
They are.
Basic borderline criminals.
And they're, like, too bad. They're the kind of kids that, like, torture the teacher, you know?
Right.
Like.
They self-tattoo.
like drawing. Yeah, exactly.
You sound very familiar with this tribe, Frida.
Yeah, wait, were you in basic classes?
Yeah, pretty much. I was
pretty much.
I'm not a self-tattooer, but I did know a guy who brought a BB gun to school.
Oh, that's cool.
He would have been in that class, right?
Holy cannoli.
Just to shoot seagulls at lunch.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's insane.
That's what high school kids do.
Is my dude, man.
That is so beach community of you.
And this was before all the Columbine. This is 1 year before Columbine.
Right.
And man, would it have been a shitstorm?
No.
What happened after that?
Ooh, kidding.
He would be in the pen right now.
Back before that, you could kind of like get by with bringing some BB guns to school. And like, I think you got suspended and it was kind of a big deal, but it wasn't a national story.
No. Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway,
yeah, Columbine was crazy, man.
So what are you going to do when a guy rolls in with a pellet gun?
Yeah. Columbine, man. Pretty wild times.
Pretty crazy times. That was crazy shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so that was food. That was a food story on All this past week, right?
What are the nachos called again?
Beefy Nachos Cheesy Grillers. Right,
it's a beefy nacho loaded griller, and it's a burrito, not nachos.
I just picked a bunch of
password
keywords. From
that's my password
about.
To everything.
Bank account, 401k, everything.
So here's another interesting one. This was a popular one last week. Fourth of last week on All. 114,000 upvotes. It's fucking crazy. So how would you feel about a law requiring people over the age of 70 to pass a specialized driving test in order to continue driving?
Highly in favor.
I mean, you guys know how I feel about elders. I'm very against them. So
you just don't like them.
No. They should pass a test to keep on living.
What's the test?
Concerned.
Is it a driving test?
No,
or
yeah.
Is it
because this is the thing. It's like they you lose your vision, you lose your dexterity, there's some mental issues, whatever.
I would be happy. I would be okay with a whack-a-mole like primary test where if you can't get a certain amount of points or even
certain
pinball.
Moles.
Yeah, because it's kind of a reaction. Driving's a reactionary thing, right? And if you have the reaction speed, you're fine for a while. And there are some people that are pretty fine till they're 80, so 70 feels a little young.
Yeah, but wouldn't that? But I still think that's.
I'm generalizing
but
here.
But that's
not
speaking
for all people.
Some people are really old 70-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, also it's
strippers,
just like 16-year-olds.
Strippers, for instance.
Male well, like 16-year-olds when they first get their license, sometimes they're idiots who can barely touch the pedals, and then sometimes they're the
next
star of the football team. They should have been driving since they were 11.
Quarterback, it's your
dad.
Dropping back for a pass. Touchdown, cheerleader sex.
I think it's good because, like, honestly, it's just science, guys. Like, the older we get, you're going to lose, you know, some of your faculties, and you got to just keep everyone safe. It's hard to do, to take your keys away from your, you know, grandma or grandpa, but hell, you got to do it sometimes.
I guess, look, it's a case-by-case situation.
If they pass the test, enjoy.
I feel like 70's young. I'd say 77. It's a double digit. It's kind of a nice number.
Yeah, I can see. Like, my mom's 60 right now. 10 years from now, I cannot imagine being like, I don't know if you should drive, mom. Like, she's going to still be totally limber.
Well, but it's not taking away their license. It's just saying, take this test to make sure that you can still do it.
Play a whack-a-mole situation.
Yeah, and some of them are probably going to just crush it. I mean, that's like not
true.
A big deal. But if you've been working at a diner underneath a coal mine for most of your life, and you're like, all your skin is leathery, and then you know it might be ready for you to do that.
Yeah.
What
Dog
if I've
boobs,
never?
Can you actually pull your mic up a little bit more? I think when you there you go. When you chortle, it makes a sound.
Oh my God!
How do you think
I
the city of
chortle.
Los Angeles would handle administering a test at the DMV to its population?
Oh my God. It would probably take 10 years to put into
time.
Effect.
I mean, that would also be pretty
just,
funny. If
I'm
there
just
was
worried
a specific...
about the line already, and I'm,
line.
I'm halfway there. So.
Yeah.
The problem I have with a question like this, and this, I'm just an ageist, and I just can't get around it. I don't like the fact that the mere question the reason we're asking it in the first place, it's not like, well, it's going to take a lot of resources, or it's literally, hey, we don't want to embarrass the old people.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, well, fuck, I don't care. Keep people safe, man. Even though, so you've lived for 70 years, I don't give a fuck, man. Like, take your driving license, take your test again, get your license, and then go chill. But if you suck at driving and you're just putting people in danger, and you think it's okay to drive 35 miles an hour on a freeway, and white knuckle the whole time, then like you shouldn't be driving.
I bet more 20-year-olds cause accidents than 70-year-olds.
Oh, I bet.
So I don't know. I bet the numbers.
From drunk driving anyway.
I bet.
I bet the numbers.
Grandparents, you know, drunk driving.
I can't picture
the
it.
The 21-year-old, he's hopped up on his monster and hormones, and he's just trying to get to the dance. He's running lights, man, for sure.
It's like from Wet Hot American Summer, that guy who's just trying to get back to camp to have sex with the girl, and he leaves all the kids on the side of the road.
Totally. It's Paul Rudd, that one?
No, he's like the curly-haired dude.
Oh, right. So anyway. There was also
Ken Marino.
There's also a lot of chat on all this past week about there's some laws passed about pets.
Yeah,
and there was really
finally we're getting rid of them.
getting rid of pets forever.
No, pets there was, are cool. Cool, there was go pets.
One pet store bill passes California Senate 38-0. It bans the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits sourced from high volume commercial breeding facilities known as mills in all pet shops throughout the state.
So no puppy mills.
No more puppy mills in California. Thank God, those things are gross. And then there was also a popular post of a guy.
Have you been in one in a mall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're part of the problem.
I know.
Puppy mills in malls?
No, but like pet shops. Puppy mills are like farms where they like abusively breed beagles.
Well, but that's what this is making illegal.
A place in the mall is just considered a pet shop, and they source their pets from puppy mills.
Yeah, but this law says
they can't do no more.
Right, so the stores would be, I guess they're not out of business, but they can't sell those puppies.
They can't sell those puppies. They can go to the shelter and like adopt a bunch of puppies to rehome.
But what if I want an English cream golden retriever with a fat ass square head?
I mean, you can go to an
accredited breeder.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the difference?
Puppy mills are like it's churn and burn, dude. They're just cranking them out.
Yeah, it's abusive conditions, unlicensed breeders, unknowledgeable breeders. So, like, they backyard breeders, for instance, they breed bulldogs to look like fucking testicles, and then you suddenly have the breed you have today with tons of knee problems. They can't even have sex with each other. They have to be artificially inseminated.
With English bulldogs?
French bulldogs, I know for sure they
like
can't
pugs
have sex.
Too. All those squish-faced dogs aren't going to survive.
Yeah, French bulldogs cannot have sex.
Come.
Interesting.
Like their front half is so heavy and their back legs are so small, they can't even mount each other.
I can help with that.
I have a pitch.
God.
When North Korea launches the nuke.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go World War, I think we're on 5 now.
Yeah.
All of the, like, little designer dogs who can't really fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Like Trevor, my dog. Watch what you say.
Become our food source for the first year.
There it is.
Is that,
we've been waiting.
Is that distasteful? Oh, my God. Are you...
Listen,
I think it's gonna be.
There's so many cats and dogs.
Pretty tasteful, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm serious. I think after the initial like frozen food section runs out, the secondary food market's gonna be designer dogs.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you think they have enough meat on?
No
them?
One's coming near Trevor,
hey, bro.
They don't. They don't have a lot of meat.
But
well, Trevor's
know,
gotten a
enough.
Little fat lately.
Well, we're into the bone marrow thing now, so I guess in theory,
as long as you can suck their bone marrow, you're good.
Yeah, bone broth. It's really good for you. But if anybody comes near Trevor, I've got a machete. I've got like 6 knives.
You have
and
a
I've
death whistle.
An Aztec death whistle, and that's I will true. Fucking kill you.
It's definitely not going to be easy to steal people's pet dogs,
beloved dogs.
It'll be easy to steal some people's pet dogs.
Have you seen The Road? It's going that direction.
Mm-hmm. That was a scary, boring movie.
I read the book.
I like the book a lot.
The book was
cooler
decent.
Than the movie.
Yeah, the movie was Dullsville.
Because it's all about that guy's writing style more than...
Yeah, McCarthy's the fucking G, dude.
He's the G.
He is the G. So, big week in pets. I mean, there's another post.
He's also the grandpa's house you never wanted to go to.
Mm.
Carmack McCarthy?
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to go to Grampy's.
He scams
he's just
me.
So...
He's going to make me tan his leather.
So there's another post about a a guy who dropped his pet, he dropped his dog off on the side of the road, and there's a video of him doing it, and he got jail time.
Yes.
Which is great. Great news for so cool. People. So,
and that dog later got adopted.
I did. I did.
Oh, my
God. I saw
God.
That. Sorry.
We're
I did
here
not
with
even
him.
Bring that up.
I laughed at the boxing photo, which I thought was...
Oh, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
This, visual pod, so we can't really get too into this. But look this one up on your own. Half of boxing photos look like gay weddings.
It's true.
And it's
we'll,
a picture
totally
of Canelo
we'll
versus Triple
Facebook.
G, who had a big boxing match last weekend.
Who won that?
Is a tie.
Split decision?
Yeah, which is crazy because it looked like Triple G kind of won, but Canelo fought well. But it's almost like they just made it a tie so they can have a second fight
right,
to make more money because it was a really good fight.
Yeah.
And I think everyone
yeah,
that watched
it.
So
I heard
like,
it was pretty bruising.
Yeah, they just punched the whole time. Yeah, it was very entertaining. Yeah. Like these two guys are in kind of peak shape.
We should do a boxing sub sometimes. I mean,
sometimes,
sometime singular.
Yeah, I agree.
Once a month.
But one of us has to shadow box the whole time.
Okay, yeah, totes.
I'm into that. Maybe,
all right,
maybe we can get Zath back on to do it.
Should we talk about stealing?
We should definitely talk about stealing. So today we're going over stealing. This one is a relatively small sub, but it's pretty dedicated from what I can tell. This, I think, in the stratosphere of subreddits... this one falls into the utility camp.
Yes.
So not this is not meme. This is not internet culture. This one is very literally. It's kind of like survival, where it is actually providing a resource for people that need to know. However, it's about stealing. So it's about a thing that this to me is literally a sub of 2,888 Artful Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
It's just these people who actually are like, I steal for X reason. Here's how I do it. Here's why.
Yeah.
Here's how to do it right.
And it's kind of strange. So here's the description. And you'll kind of see that how they get around incriminating themselves directly.
Right.
Please post stories, questions, pretty much anything on the topic of stealing and thievery. Even if you are not someone that is a thief by profession, a situation will arise sometime that will require stealth, quick thinking, and a quick hand. Thanks to this subreddit, when that moment arrives, you will be ready.
I mean, that's amazing.
So that's how I'm going to look at this, is that when 90% of the world is completely... nuked.
Right.
I'm hoping I'm still around, and I'm going to need to know how to jump a car.
Yep.
I'm going to need to know how to break into someone's iPhone.
Mm-hmm. And did it show you this shit?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You should
I mean,
get a
I'm
thumb
sure,
necklace.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things on the top of all time for stealing is this guy in China using chopsticks to steal an iPhone
right.
off of a moving bike.
I mean, that is
I mean,
some
geez.
Unbelievable dexterity.
Yeah, like that's the kind of quick hands.
Right.
Those are the hands I want.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this is...
That kind of blows that, Mr. Miyagi fly thing out of the water.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, there are a couple things on here that... I mean, yes, like you see their approach, and you can kind of draw parallels to your own life in places that you might actually be able to use this skill.
True.
That doesn't necessarily involve stealing. So, for instance, if you're... I think anytime you see something like this, so if we were doing one on murder, every time you read something about here's how you murder somebody, I think the act of reading that is also essentially giving you a preventative opportunity.
Yeah.
Because when you know how people are stealing, it allows you as potentially the victim of theft
yeah.
to know what people are doing to steal shit from
you're
you.
You're right.
Right.
You can like
defend.
Identify the
yeah.
ruses. You can identify
right.
their techniques, and you can be like, you know what, sir? I don't think you really do need help with this map. You're just trying to obscure my view of my wallet.
Exactly.
That's why I wear my phone on my hip.
That's why I wear a body wallet.
That's right. Chain wallet.
Phone just
hip?
Try.
Connector?
Try to steal my wallet. It's
and there,
attached to this it, chain.
Yeah. It is worth saying, though, there are some absolutely hilarious posts in this, too.
Yes.
So there's an ongoing theme here about... So one of... So on top of all time, I think five down, the the subject is who took my lasagna.
Yeah.
And someone broke into my home earlier. Then I realized that my lasagna was gone. They left my laptop, my PS4, my TV, just took my lasagna. I won't stop this hunt until the day I find my who stole my lasagna, which is fucking hilarious. But the top of all time is also about lasagna. It says, which of you fuckheads stole my lasagna? My house was broken into recently, and the person took nothing of real value, just the lasagna I had sitting on my counter to cool down. They left my laptop just sitting there, and my PS4. Who the fuck took my lasagna? I know it was one of you, you fucking fiends.
These aren't related?
No.
Two different guys.
Two different times.
Two different lasagnas.
Exactly. So,
top comment
conspiracy.
Is, do you have a cat? And he's like, I do, but she's at my mom's. So who took my fucking lasagna?
My cat's just hanging at my mom's for the weekend.
I don't think my cat would break my window either. And damn. The next guy's like, I know a cat who would do anything with lasagna.
That's a Garfield reference.
I know.
Right?
So they're just, I don't know if they're baiting this person into it or what the kind of end game is here. But this is, this is obviously
he's
about.
He's like, any help would be great. My address is 371 Baltimore Pike, Springfield, Pennsylvania. I'm usually not home between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. Thank you for the help.
He gives his address, too.
So we got some funny guys in here.
Yeah, so that's hilarious. But I'm more interested, though, in the real reason why you'd be into this sub, right?
Yeah.
So do you... Boobs, do you want to read a couple of these posts that you enjoy?
Yeah, sure. One of them, I think, is a really good tutorial. So this one guy, Throwaway Thief 000999, which I know, like, why guild a throwaway account, but this is really good. He's like, I'm tired of hearing the same questions being asked over and over, so I'm going to teach you some basics on how to get money via theft.
This is a long one, but everybody should be encouraged to read this, because I think this is... We don't encourage stealing. Unless you've been wronged and you need to steal your own pride back from the wronger. But this is
that's
a good example.
Justice.
Called justice. This is a good example of how now, in reading this, you understand the mindset of people that are actually thieves as a profession.
And it's interesting. I won't go into all of them, but he explains how what car hopping is and how to do it. Selling fake iPhones and MacBooks. This one's funny. I mean, it's not. Stealing copper and selling it. Please be cautious and realize you can literally die doing it. So stealing copper is super duper dangerous, but also very...
is this going into a home and taking the copper out of the house?
Yeah, under like on pipes and stuff.
I think they suggest the AC unit's probably the easiest place to do it.
Yeah.
And probably one of the most lucrative.
Yeah.
They also suggest stealing AC units in general is a popular thing here.
Damn.
Which is kind of interesting.
They probably cost a couple G, a couple GR, a few K. So I think if you can just unbolt one and walk away.
And that is like the worst, especially in the summer. If you're lucky enough to have an AC and someone steals it, that is awful.
I mean,
that is so awful.
I got my truck gate stolen off of my Tacoma 2 years ago, right in front of my house. They just lower the gate and like undo one hook and walk away with it. And there's like a secondary market on Craigslist for $300 or whatever.
Really?
People do it with those a lot. Very popular Ford F-150s and Tacomas. And then also Jeep spare tires get stolen a lot.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's another one to look for. And then catalytic converters on your car, on like any Honda product. Those get stolen a lot too.
That's crazy that there's a secondary market.
And we live in a car town. There's just so many cars. Yeah. And there's such a wealth gap
Detroit.
But it's so... it'll happen to you eventually here. I think.
Yes.
I mean, everything gets stolen in Detroit.
Yeah.
There's actually a really... This is one of my favorite strange things about Detroit. Detroit diamonds are what they call the glass on the road from a break-in.
Oh my God.
When you see like shattered glass on the ground, it's called Detroit diamonds.
Oh, that's classy.
That is so interesting.
There are jewelers that have made jewelry out of the Detroit diamonds, which
that's
I think is
very
really fucking cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So
it's very street.
Think of an engagement ring
street, but
made
it's
out
pretty
of
cool.
That.
And I actually saw this is unrelated.
It's ironic that my Detroit diamond necklace got stolen out of my car.
Right.
Yeah. Which fucking sucks.
Which fucking sucks, which only propagates more diamonds, lowering the total value. of Dallas Diamonds.
Dallas Diamond
All the way down Dallas to Diamond Toledo
Page.
Diamonds. I found the other day, I think it was obviously on Reddit, because this is the most Reddit thing ever, but there's a geode. Oh. You still have that cough, huh?
Yeah.
Can't kick it.
In the morning, it's the worst.
It's the worst. Damn. So there's a geode that is just mountains and mountains and mountains of old car factory paint that when it's been kind of like shined and buffed or whatever, it's this really beautiful rock, essentially.
Wow.
It's really cool. I'll try to bring up a photo of it. But
that's a whoa dude if I've ever heard one.
No,
I'm
kidding.
Pretty sure that's what it was. It was Detroit Geode, I think.
Cool, dude.
I want to say is what it's called. Unrelated to what we're talking about. See, look
at
this.
Oh, wow.
Sick as frick is that, dude?
I bet you can get some
understand.
Of that on Etsy.
What's going on here?
So this is literally... this
is geode is a rock.
We got to put this on Facebook page. If you're listening to this and you're just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? This is a podcast.
A geode is one of those rocks that you
go to
cut
our Facebook
in,
page. You can see this. So
you cut inside and there's a bunch of crystals and you're like, damn, that's cool.
Yeah, totally.
So these are piles of.
So this is paint, layers of paint from a factory in Detroit.
Where would the layers be gathered?
At a car factory.
In a bucket?
I think it's on the ground. I think it's literally like the byproduct of just like years and years and years of like painting on top of painting a car in a factory. It drips off or whatever. It lands in this pile.
Awesome.
The pile kind of builds up over time, and then you end up getting this. Right.
All right. Good explanation.
So it's pretty fascinating. Detroit Diamonds.
It's freaking awesome. Have you guys ever been? It sounds like you have, Friday, the victim of thievery.
Well, that was the biggest one, probably. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think somebody in college stole my Apple remote, that little silver one.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure, because those things are universal with each other. And they're also so fucking small and dumb that you lose them all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're what, like $50 to replace?
Yeah, they're expensive.
So you know you're going to lose it, and you know you don't want to buy a new one, but you're at a friend's house or not really a friend, and you see one laying around, you just slip it in your pocket.
Yeah.
You can basically fit it in your fifth pocket. It's the perfect crime.
It is the perfect crime. That's so low.
And I'm pretty sure someone just walked out with it at a party.
Jacked your thing.
But that was in college. I mean, you know.
People change.
Also, yeah, people...
People change.
Did you ever like look around and realize maybe this group of people you're hanging out with aren't the best group of people?
Yeah.
Like I kind of had a moment like that
all
in college
time.
Where I was like,
I'm having that right now.
Why is that? Because I'm currently stealing your lasagna wallet.
That's true. My lasagna wallet.
It's old, dried.
Old dried noodles.
That's
amazing.
Stitched together with.
You can probably figure that out though.
I had a really interesting break-in one time. So I I was the victim, not the perpetrator.
I performed a really interesting break-in one time.
It was very high risk. Well, I came down to my garage. I used to live in... Okay, I'll just say it. Playa del Rey.
Whoa.
La del Ra.
Fans.
Gross.
Oh, no.
Fans in Nashville, you stay away.
And my window, my passenger seat window was shattered, and I immediately start crying. And then I go look inside. I'm like, okay, what the fuck got stolen?
Right.
I stupidly had left a purse on my passenger side seat, but it was filled with weed and a pipe.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, well... Someone probably thought there was money inside. There wasn't. There was weed. They probably took the weed.
Right.
All the weed was left. The pipe was left. I looked around. I'm like, what the hell did they steal? I didn't even find out until like 2 days later. They stole my satchel of scented salts that I keep under my seat so that my car smells like eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously think he thought it was
like
bath
diamonds?
Salt or like crack.
So maybe you're the one that's responsible for the Donald Trump drug phrase.
Maybe.
Because people found that and they started snorting and they were like, this is really good shit.
This
I've never
awesome.
Had this before.
Yeah.
What is
and
that?
You
that's
know,
interesting.
I
had
I
my car broken
someone tried
once,
to smoke it, but I hope they died when they
well,
did.
Well, hopefully. We
Guys,
can only hope.
Crimes are opportunity driven. So when you leave your wallet on your front seat and your laptop.
Yeah.
I always like those stories. It's like,
yeah.
I got robbed, bro. It's like.
You left
where,
your
thing. Where
your,
was yeah. it?
You left your doors open and a laptop.
See, that's
and
one of my
in a city full of poor people.
So yeah. I've gotten my car broken into twice here, I think. Oh. But it was on a car. The second time is like it was kind of a blessing, honestly. The first time,
because you had a gun, you're about to shoot yourself, and someone stole it.
About to kill myself.
Took it right out of your hands.
No, so it was an old shitty car. I don't remember why I don't remember what happened, but somebody broke into the car. They broke the back window. I don't remember what they took, but I don't remember it being too worrying. Like I think they maybe took like some soccer cleats and some other shit, right?
Valuable.
And then before I could get it fixed, somebody else broke into it again. And really fucked up the upholstery, which was kind of nice because then it gave me more of an excuse with insurance to get more money from it because yes. It was kind of like a secondary. I mean, I didn't call it a secondary break-in, but like instead of it just being my back window's fucked up,
yeah.
It's going to cost you X amount and you're not going to get to your deductible, right?
Right.
It was, your back window's fucked up and all the upholstery's fucked up because someone tried to get into your trunk.
And it looks like there's been a kitty.
Exactly.
Kitty litter party.
Totally. Yeah. So
looks like some homeless people had sex in the back.
Totally.
Seat.
And it wasn't a nice car, so it wasn't really that big of a deal, but
at least you got to move on
totally.
From it.
And now, so I have a...
So that's an interesting point.
So here's a good conversation starter amongst us. What is one special trick, one proprietary trick that you do that helps prevent theft that you think is a clever one?
Okay.
And the only reason I bring this up is because I obviously have one of those.
Ooh.
So, do you just want me to start it out?
Yeah, start it out. I got to think.
Whenever I always have my backpack with me
mm-hmm.
for obvious reasons.
Porno.
For porn.
Yep.
It's just filled with porn.
And you're a hacker.
And I'm a hacker.
A hacker porn monster code red drinking guy.
Exactly.
We've seen him a million times.
Cool.
I always have my backpack with me. And when I go downtown or Hollywood in particular, you get shit stolen from you all the time.
Ugh.
For anybody who's listening to this and is trying to go vacation in Los Angeles,
yeah.
Keep your wits about you.
Just don't go to Hollywood.
Just don't go to Hollywood. But,
at all.
Unless you want to make it in the movies.
Unless you're trying to be in Transformers 7.
Yeah, then go.
They're casting right now. So, but what I do is I have a car where to put the seat down, you have to push a button and it takes a while. It's like a nice graceful, like, oh, let's find our slowly. So I'll put my backpack under my seat. And then I put that all the way down so it's smushed so you can't actually get it out. To get the thing out, you have to push the button and wait for, 30 seconds for it to slowly go back up.
Yeah, ooh. It's like a
so
safe.
My thing, yeah, so if I was a thief and I'm like, quick, get the backpack, it'd be like, you hit the button and you're just like, well, and then you're anxious and your adrenaline's starting to make you, whatever, and then a cop comes and tasers you and then I get to pick somebody on the line.
Yeah, what are you doing there,
like,
young
that's
lady?
That's the guy, yeah.
Jeez. I think cars should have a legitimate safe.
They should.
Because that's actually a very good idea.
A lot of cars have a sort of a glove box with like a janky little plastic lock on it, but
right.
Everybody can rip those off.
Anyone totally. Can break
But on your
that.
Back, there should be a little hatch that's basically big enough to fit like a laptop, a phone,
right.
or a camera or something.
With like a retina display.
And it's,
like a retina like scanner.
Oh,
yeah, full retina face scanner. And
only opens to your smile. Your genuine smile, not a fake smile either.
Well, at least that should be an option when you're buying a car.
So right.
Do you want the gun rack?
Uh-huh.
That's funny. That's interesting.
I like that. Do you want the gun rack?
GMC.
That's a good idea.
I'm currently unemployed. So, I'm going to come in, shake things up.
Well, how about you? Do you have a preventative measure for you?
I'm a guy whose head's on a swivel all the time.
Right.
I'm the one who's like looking around going like, don't do that. So I'm very just precautious all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
And I never really had anything happened to me. I think it's because if you take like 1% precaution, I think it scares away 99% of the potential thieves.
Yeah.
I think potential thieves most of the time are just grabbing shit they can grab when
totally.
You need
yeah.
it. And because I'm just sort of like strung like a fucking bath salt motherfucker.
Strong like a bath salt
strung,
motherfucker.
Strung out. Yeah.
Oh, strung.
Oh,
yeah.
He's strong high. And strung out.
High on
strung
crack.
As a bath salt.
Strung out
guy.
On bath salt makes you strong.
So your
no,
preventative
pretty,
measure
like,
is a
I'm
swivel
always,
head.
Yeah, but that's not a very fun story, but that's just how I am.
I know that's how you are. I think that would make sense.
I pay attention to the details.
You're the kind of guy that has probably a lot of examples like the one I just listed that you just have inherently adopted without
I've been
even
doing
thinking.
That since I was one.
Totally.
In my crib.
So boobs, other than having knives with you at all times, what's one that you have?
Well, it's kind of similar to Free Day. I feel like my fear of being like mugged is directly related to my fear of being like kidnapped and murdered.
Right.
So I like to like walk in well-lit areas. If I'm at night walking my dog, I walk in the middle of the street and not next to a bunch of dark bushes where I might be grabbed and mugged.
Right.
Or worse. So, yeah, I don't really have any special tricks or anything other than, like, knife on you at all times. And then just, like, you know.
Glock, keep knife,
mace. Glock, knife,
so you guys just
whistle.
Pack yourself with weapons and a swiveled head.
Yep. And, yeah, just, like, constant vigilance.
And I put down my passenger seat.
Yeah, and you put down your passenger seat, which is a great trick.
Yeah. The yard guys are here. So, yeah, so that's interesting. So, all right, so let's get into a couple of these posts. I know we kind of talked about the ultimate how-to from Throwaway Thief 000999. I've noticed from wandering around this sub a little bit too, there's a really interesting mix of people that are very self-serious about it.
Yes.
And people that are a little bit more goofy.
And a third group of people that are just like, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, there's a toxic nature of this. Where you're having... I assume that there are people that have gotten stolen from who come here and go, fuck you people, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're seriously stealing shit from people and you're just going to boast about it?
Yeah, get a job.
But I don't feel like there's a ton of boasting here. It feels like, to me, this is why it kind of has a little bit of that like Oliver Twist thing, right? Where it's these guys who are a little bit like, some of these people are legitimately doing it for professions. Remember, like, Reddit is an international company and site, so you actually probably have people from other countries that are a little bit less well off who are coming here for real reasons,
yeah.
Because this is what they do to survive, right?
Totally.
Now, again, we're not condoning stealing, but I find it interesting that you could come to a place like this and get tips for how to survive if you're like a gypsy in France and that's just like part of your life and that's kind of what you do for
survival
or whatever. So, this
would be good for time traveling thieves,
right?
I think someone who's already a thief,
it's interesting,
who needs
yeah.
to catch up on what's like what the current
right
jobs are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's, so this is hot. This is four down hot. Big payout jobs to do? Question mark. I've snuck out multiple times to car hop and fuck around, but now I'm looking for another efficient way to make easy money late at night somehow. Anybody got a suggestion? Don't hold back because I'm broke as fuck and pretty much will do anything.
Oh my god, damn.
Ooh. So, but this is, again, this is what's so fucking awesome about this sub and Reddit in general is people will legitimately answer that question, right? We have some yard people yelling in Spanish in the background. If you guys can hear that, sorry about that. You really want to know how to make a fortune late night? Do you really have what it takes to make it out there in the wild?
Oof.
You say you're ready, but are you really? Listen here, son.
Damn.
Ooh, I kind of want to give this guy gold just for that intro.
Yeah, that's alone. Pretty fucking hot.
SWIM said, is that an acronym for, what does that mean? Swim?
Swim.
I've seen this before. I don't remember what it, I knew it at one point. I don't remember what it is. Said, take some bolt cutters and unmarked work van. Pull up.
Someone who isn't me.
Oh, right. That's what it is. Someone who isn't me. So my friend, this is essentially the equivalent to my friend wants to know, right?
Yes.
So not, I didn't say it, but
a friend of mine.
Pull up to a can plastic glass recycling center that they have in parking lots. Scope out a few that are easy to get to and not so out in the open. Be sure to look around for security cameras. This is to be done late night. Use a cheap, unreflective work vest and hoodie. Take lots of plastic bins, containers, and trash bags. Pull up and cut the bolt as fast as possible. Once open, take your time naturally. Load up only aluminum cans. They make a lot of noise, so don't worry about the noise. Worry about the loot. Fill up as much as possible, close the door, and drive away. No one suspects them to be robbed. Work vest makes it seem as if you really work for them. You can make a few grand per run. Legit. Is that true? You can make it... Well, interesting.
Damn.
Wait, how much you get for aluminum cans?
A couple, 3 cents a can or something like that?
A couple grand.
I thought
per
it was
run.
Weight-based.
Oh, maybe.
You know what? Different states have different rules. Yeah. In Michigan, I think it's 5 cents. It says it on the can.
Just be sure to hit another city and recycle a few days over. Or recycle a few cities over. Be sure to fill them with sand, anything lying around to add more weight. There you go. So
that's the scam.
What the fuck are you meant to do with 300 aluminum cans? So do the math. $25 to $40 per 30-gallon trash bag if cans are squished.
Wow.
That's a squished can.
So that's interesting. So this is kind of nice because I think, you know, going into this sub or going into this post, you would be like, holy shit, this guy's going to say, like, go rob a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know? But he's just like, hey, listen, nobody's going to be around. Go to a recycling center. Grab some cans. Bingo, bang.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like if you got caught doing that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong and this is fucked up, but I'm sure minorities have a lot worse shit than this, or yeah. They deal with a lot worse shit in these situations. But if a cop, I mean, is it really that criminal?
Yes.
I mean, I know that's criminal, but like,
well, cause you're saying from a business.
Who's, oh, that's true. I guess recycling centers are technically,
it's like, old Grandpa Jose and this is his recycling business. And
that's true. Okay. It is. Like, it is very criminal.
10%
sorry.
Of his profits.
Here's one
for your meth.
Oh, wow. So these are interesting. So these are subs
ooh.
For shoplifting.
Oh,
intermediate lifters, shoplifting, and pro lifters. Holy smokes.
Pro lifters.
Pro lifters. Ooh,
it's
private.
It's completely private and locked
wow.
up.
Wow. Role playing like professionals.
Oh, what?
So this is...
Role playing.
So this is a... private sub dedicated to shoplifting, giving you all the tips on how to shoplift.
Damn.
That's fucking bananas.
And if
that's insane.
Wow. So if you're really into it, go to that was pro lifters. What's shoplifting? Is that one also closed? Shoplifting's
nope.
open.
Oh, shoplifting's
that's open to the public.
Open.
Wow,
what do you guys think about
dude? This one 40,000 subs.
Whoa.
So
okay.
I would imagine shoplifting's more prevalent than straight up. Like street theft, because
yeah, I feel like right. people, more mainstream. People are more likely.
People
like,
just want
that.
Stuff yeah. as opposed to making a career out of it.
Totally,
like, stealing's like a career.
Yeah, and this one, yeah. So you're right. So stealing the sub that we're talking about right now, it's kind of for people who, in some capacity, are like, I don't have cash.
Yeah.
I steal to live. I.e., professional stealing, shoplifting.
This is my best skill.
As yeah,
you. Your best skill is right. construction. My best skill is stealing your copper.
Right.
And so that becomes your job and you sort of rely on it. And that makes
right
makes sense.
This is pretty cool. Sorry.
Yeah. What, shoplifting?
Yeah, the shoplifting one's cool.
Well, there's a whole...
I was going to say about cameras now. There's so many cameras everywhere. How do you get past that angle? Or I guess you just have to wear a hat and a Nixon mask?
That's kind of the point of the sub, I think, is to say... Hey, listen, now there are cameras everywhere. Here's how you get around cameras efficiently if you're trying to break into a house or whatever. I'm not seeing a lot of things here about breaking into houses, by the way. I think this is a little bit more petty theft. So this is a lot more predicated on things like the recycling center. This isn't a lot of
stuff
malicious
that's laying
intent.
Around that you can get money for.
This is very much like this sub, which is actually kind of nice. This I'm not seeing anything that's like armed robbery situation. This is all entirely like... how to break into a car to steal a computer charger, how to sell AC units, right? Kind of all that kind of stuff.
Nobody's robbing drug dealers.
Right. So that said, now the shoplifting one, I think we'll probably eventually need to do a proper sub or proper pod on shoplifting.
Yeah.
Because 40,000 is no joke. It's a huge sub. But the thing that's interesting about the shoplifting angle, I think, is that one feels a little bit more gamified where it's kind of like graffiti in a little bit, right? Where you're writing, you're trying to make your claim and trying to essentially say, wow, look what I was capable of getting, right?
Yes.
And that's kind of I don't want to say cool because it's not cool, but
I know
it's kind of an interesting culture as compared to just stealing to survive.
Yeah,
you know,
like I feel like the stealing subreddit is like few and far between. You're going to see posts that are like, you know, I can't afford food, so I went.
Right.
I'm Aladdin, and I took an apple from a street vendor. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's more like, hey, want to make some quick money? And I feel like shoplifting is people are kind of getting taking the moral stance of like,
right.
these are big corporations and you're not doing anything wrong by taking totally. Some stuff. Having said that, here are two really funny posts in shoplifting that I will add to the Facebook page.
Okay.
This is a headline. Cookie dough can explodes in woman's vagina during shoplifting incident.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, talk about an orgasm.
Holy shit. You know how scary those cans sound when they pop open?
Yeah.
Whew.
Yikes. I mean,
can
like
you imagine that?
Giving birth to triplets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Ugh.
And then the other one's kind of funny. It's a picture of a guy from a security camera, and it's a sign that's posted up in a drugstore, and it says, "This is a reprint. This thief stole the original picture that we have of him stealing."
That's
so
amazing.
That guy's probably a really good shoplifter.
Can
probably
you fit
pretty good
a thing of cookies up a vagina? That's a big vagina, right?
It's a very
depends
big vagina.
Depends on what size of lady.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's what concerns me is that it's... There's no like easing into that.
Yeah.
I think a lady
just a
with,
canister.
Yeah, yeah. It's just boop.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
you're right. There's, it's not a funnel.
Yeah.
I think in the. Yeah, you're
there's
right.
No there's, tip.
There's no yeah. tip.
Unless she affixed one. Maybe that's
oh,
a whole
maybe that's
thing
her
she's
thing
got.
Is that she's got like a tip she puts on it and then
she just loves
hey, man,
cookie dough.
You know what? There are.
That's
everybody's
her,
got their thing.
That's her edge. I think a lady with humongous jungas.
Could just put
them
under
underneath.
Their
boobs. Umanga jungas?
Yeah, like, yeah, just like
100%.
Pull it up and like you could definitely put phones, like small electronic devices.
Soft
oh,
cheeses.
Yeah,
soft
cheese, Havarti.
Mm-hmm.
Cheddar, Jack.
Any goat cheese, goat or sheep's cheese.
Yeah.
You could
no
probably take
it's too soft.
Brie yeah. might melt.
That'll fill your pores.
That'll be a stink on your boobs that lasts for a while. Yeah. Magazines, tabloids, those would fit right under your boobs.
Yeah.
Really?
If you got big floppers.
I don't know if I've ever seen boobs that were capable of doing that.
Oh,
pens?
I have.
Expensive pens?
Expensive pens.
Expensive, yeah. Like literally yeah. a roll of gel pens under yeah. each tit.
Fountain pen ink?
Yeah.
There's a secondary market with that for sure.
Yeah. Chicken wings, chicken breast, just put it in your bra.
So pretty meta shit.
Yeah.
So here's another one. This is fascinating and something maybe I actually want to take advantage of at some point. Just for fun.
Just
for goofs, you know? How to steal from vending machines. Here's some insider tips from a former vending operator. Information: vending machines have a coin box where the money can't exit. It's just a box of coins, nothing advanced, and there's a change tray that will drop your change when you click the refund button.
Ooh.
You put quarters into an older machine that doesn't hold on to your quarter and throws it into the box right away, it will be forced to give you change from its limited tray. If you empty the limited tray of all other forms of money that can be broken into 25 cents, it will eventually be forced to give you a dollar every time you put it put 25 cents in. Otherwise, it would be stealing your money. This usually doesn't happen because most people don't know about the interior workings of a vending machine and abuse this system. Step one, keep putting money in and clicking the return button to empty out the coin tray. There can be up to 200 quarters in that tray, so this might take a while until you empty it. Step two, once a machine runs out of quarters, it will be forced to drop something even if the vending machine is losing money to avoid a lawsuit. It will drop dollar coins instead.
What?
Step three.
Is that a separate tray, the dollar coin?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, come on, guy.
Yeah, dude.
Step three. When the machine stops dropping any coins, you've completely emptied its coin tray and you have made about $75 to $125 in dollar coins.
This theory is predicated on the fact that there's a shitload of dollar coins.
Yeah, this seems like you got to be dealing with some like 1950s era vending machines.
Right? And who's going to be suspicious when you like try to pay your Time Warner bill with a bunch of like silver
dollars?
Yeah. No, I don't believe this.
And plus, like, how long do you have to be at a vending machine to get $125?
Yeah,
hey Roy,
gonna be like,
get back to
doing?
Work. Oh, sorry, boss, I can't decide on which chips to get.
And it keeps
while
rejecting
I'm
my
ripping you off, corporate pig.
So, tips: newer machines will hold your coins instead of putting them into the coin box. To test this, mark your coin with a marker. If you get a different coin when you click return, this will work. Bring more than one coin, as in theory, you only need one quarter for this to work, but in actuality, we all know vending machines accidentally take some of your money, and you should be prepared for this to happen. If you want $75, you will need 75 quarters, because once you put in a quarter, you get a dollar. You won't make any profit if you put the dollar in and get a dollar back. So
75 quarters divided by $75 is a quarter of 75, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, this seems like a very arduous way to get cash, but part of, I mean, this subreddit seems like it's for crust punks, for people that are a little bit of the street lurker types, like
meth shredders, crust punks. Yes.
I mean, this isn't for people that are like
corporate
punks considering either tax evasion or stealing from a vending machine. You know
what I mean? This is not white collar or blue collar. It's like tank top collar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever stolen?
Yeah, that's a good segue. I definitely have. I had an amazing trick that I used to do.
Really?
And still would do if I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know about this story. So Whole Foods. So this was my
oh my god.
This was my amazing trick. This is like my famous life hack that I was so into.
It's good.
I mean, it's a legendary thing amongst the thieves
amongst
of
your
us.
Circle, yeah. Yeah.
In the stealing circles, this is a very legendary trick. So I used to, sorry in advance, I probably only stole about $3 of food total.
You know, Swim, but someone who is...
You were under 18.
Yeah, Swim, someone who wasn't me. My friend told me this story once about how he used to steal from
Whole
Foods.
Pretty cool way to steal.
Right? So what he would do is he would fill up a big, I think the largest soup container with as much heavy meat as he could get, right?
Yep.
So we're talking prime rib. We're talking mac and cheese. I know that's not a meat, but it's something delicious.
Mm.
We're talking
carbs.
Broccoli. We're talking anything that ordinarily would cost you an arm and a leg to get just by weight alone.
They've got a cubed cheese salad. I feel like that's pricey.
Yeah, totally.
Anything cheese related
so
is expensive.
You just slam it to about a quarter of an inch, about an inch maybe from the top.
Okay.
Then you put on the soup top, right? Yep. Now, back in the day, they've since changed it, probably because of people like me. The soup tops were
clear.
Transparent,
yeah.
Right?
So,
and they were also designed in a way that they had a little bit, there was like a little bit of a, like a, I don't want to call it a nipple because it was bigger than that, but it was like a little, a hump,
yeah.
Right?
Like so, a Jamba Juice type
like
of
a Jamba
hump.
Juice type hump. So I would put on the soup top.
Diabolical.
You're just looking at me so shamefully.
Diabolical.
Put on the soup top, then push that little hump down.
Uh-huh.
So instead of it being a little dome, it created a really tiny little bowl.
Yeah, an inverted tit.
An inverted tit. And then I would put about an inch of the heaviest soup they had that day on top.
Clam chowder,
broccoli cheddar.
Broccoli.
You know, maybe... You want to avoid the broth because the broth is clear enough.
Sure.
Like the weight of the broth.
You don't
want
to make a
it
stew.
It comes from the meat. Yeah, you want something creamy. You want something that's like, man, this guy is going
to
gain a shit ton of weight if he eats all this soup, right? Or he's trying to feed his entire family. And then you would put on another soup topper.
Perfect.
So then it would look like you just got way too much soup.
I like that you're using a divider.
Yeah.
That's the real genius of it all.
And then...
You could actually... measure the diameter and make these at home, like a couple like paper ones.
So this would end up, I think at the time, the largest soup was $10.99.
Wow.
So if I would have bought all that meat and stuff, it would have been maybe $20.
Yeah, you're saving big.
So
I'm, you know what?
If anybody here is listening from the Oceans franchise and you want to use my life story,
go ahead,
or my friend's life story about how to steal from Whole Foods, you just let him know.
Yeah,
like, let me know and I'll email him.
I'll
that's
you
definitely your
with
recruitment
him.
Story like you're mid thief
yeah
and you're doing it and you think you're being sly and then Clooney walks up behind you
right.
And he's like, hey kid,
right,
what you forgot
yeah
is to right. get the marinated garlic and then yeah. you're like, what, you're the guru, and then he like asks you to join his crew,
right.
Yes,
you're John Lannister. I learned everything from you.
I have a book.
Oh my god,
what about you? Do you guys have one?
I'm like a super duper rule follower, so like the one time I stole anything, I was maybe like five and I went over to this girl's house on my street. We were playing in her garage and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this like wind up penguin toy. And I was just like, you know what? I want that.
That's mine.
I want it. So, like, I really slyly, like, walked, kind of, like, obscured her vision of the penguin toy that she probably didn't even know she had anymore. It was in the garage. And then, like, I took it. And then my mom came to pick me up when we were driving home. And I brazenly took the penguin out and started, like, kind of just, like, enjoying right. it, looking at all the angles. My mom's like, where the hell yeah, did you get that?
Mocking God.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom's like, did you take that? And, of course, I don't know how to lie at five, so... Right. Yeah, I did. I got super in trouble. She was going to make me write a note that was like, I stole this. I'm sorry. And I just cried. And I was like, don't make me do it. I'll never do it again. So we just drove back and I put it in her mailbox. So that was my one stealing story.
So I don't think that counts as stealing because you didn't get to keep it.
Nope.
I got to keep my Whole Foods.
God, you get
friend,
to keep
my
meat.
Friend got to keep his Whole Foods clam chowder.
In the form of diarrhea.
And I / he used to also like get a little bit of dessert on top too.
Oh, you got
to
throw a little
I would put something
there.
On that wasn't like, I'm not putting like pudding or something.
Yeah.
But I will say a couple of
cake.
Yeah, something that was like, remove. You'd be like, you know what? There's a little bit of gravy on the bottom of the cake, but you know, most of the cake is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there were a couple times I was extra brazen about it and I would just try to, it became a thing of like, how much shit can I actually get in this?
Yeah.
And then it would become like this unedible cube of of whatever food I could find.
It's not enjoyable.
No, you flew too close to the sun.
Yeah. That's and right. Somebody almost caught me once too. Because again, it was like really brazen. Oh. And I think they kind of looked at me like,
you little scamp.
Aren't you too old for this, dude?
Like, come on, you got to be able to afford $20.
Yeah,
you have a look of a thief too.
That's true. I do.
I mean, I'm always like, when I see someone who looks suspicious, I'm kind of like, I bet that guy's up to no good. And I feel like you have like the look of a guy who would steal meat.
Yeah, I do.
And then it turns out you do, excuse me, you know a guy who steals meat.
Yeah, exactly.
I look like I'm friends with people who steal meat.
Yes, for sure. You roll with that crowd.
Whole Foods, though, is sort of asking for it. Their prices were way too high for
and
way too
so
long.
And they're so trusting.
That's true.
And so now that they're owned by big corporate Amazon, I'm like, fucking steal, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's kind of the mentality of people who steal
from department stores,
from Walmart, the Walmarts of the world.
I guess if you can justify it, you just don't feel guilty. And if you don't feel guilty, that means you're not a psychopath. Yeah. So if you're not a psychopath and you still want the stuff, you just justify that. You know, Walmart is probably killing kids somewhere.
That's true.
So fuck them. I'm going to steal a couple of CDs.
And I think
Jodeci CDs.
I think you kind of get in this part of what this sub does too. It's a little bit, again, like this professional stealing thing where I think the case could be made where maybe like stealing there's also that like from Home Depot where you're like, I'm going to use this thing and then return it immediately when I'm done using it, right?
Yeah.
There's my theft of it all. I think I bought something at Costco and used it once and returned it.
It was a pop tent. I do that all the time. Like,
I don't know.
I'm surprised I'm not on like a watch list at Best Buy right now.
That's like a rental.
Yeah, it's like a rental. But I will say though, every once in a while, if you really want to be crafty, you can get something from a place like Home Depot or Best Buy that has a bunch of pieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if you need any of those pieces, you can return it. And then one of those pieces you could probably keep and they'll
never know.
Right.
So much
work. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. So if you're like, if you need a new USB cable,
what's your justification? They won't.
There is
it.
No God.
Morality is a farce.
Yeah, absolute morality is a human construct.
Like there are times I buy screws and stuff at Home Depot, and you buy 30 screws and they're 10 cents a piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And you count them up and you bring them to the counter and they go, how many screws you got? And you go, 30. You know, I typically always tell the truth. I could say 25
say it under your breath
and save 50 cents or something, but I'm like, what's...
Ooh, somebody's a future president.
I guess so. I guess I am qualified.
Yeah,
you're right.
You are.
You know what? I want to take this opportunity to announce.
But apparently...
candidacy.
Apparently they also... At Home Depot, I know for sure they do this, where I have in the past gone there to get something and... By complete accident, it sounds like I'm constantly conniving every time I go to a department store. I'm not, but like I'll like walk out where I'll walk out with like a screwdriver or something that I grabbed and I just forgot was in my pocket or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'll go back in and I'll tell them, I'll be like, oh shit, I didn't get to pay for this. I'm sorry. And then Home Depot, they're just like, we don't just take it. We don't care,
brother.
Because yeah,
the person that works there is like, I'm about to kill myself. Yeah. Dude.
Well, they're also like, I steal that shit all the time.
Yeah, my house is full of $1 screwdrivers.
Yeah. I mean, they apparently with Home Depot though, there's something about their system, or at least I've heard this. This is why their return policy is so insanely lax, that they get paid, like the transaction has already happened between the retailer and whoever the manufacturer is. And then Home Depot, I think, made their money a different way or something. So when you take a screw or you take a screwdriver, some one of these like
I'm sure
low,
they factor in that
yeah like
lost
low,
cost
maybe or like low hanging fruit items. It's like they like I think when you return things, they have a system where it's already the money is already made and spent, so it's not that big of a deal or some.
It's like no skin off
like
their
that.
Back.
It's something like that. I mean, it still seems to me like it's insane. And I think that's like one of the biggest, it feels like that's one of the biggest undiscussed things in the commercial market is just like returns at Home Depot.
That would be my fear if I had my own business that people just come back and return shit all day.
Well,
if you're a small business, I think that Fs you right in the catoot.
I mean, there's a reason why returns exist because, I mean, there are a lot of defunct products. There's a lot of things. Like, I'm in this weird return cycle with Best Buy right now because I got this keyboard and it's like I had to get a new keyboard and I'm like, oh, fuck, this doesn't work
for
me.
For your computer or for Muzak?
For my computer.
Yeah.
But it's so I keep go taking it back and be like, this fucking, I hate this one. And it's not like I'm exploiting the system as much as I'm participating. I'm participating in the system in the correct way, which is like, if you're not satisfied, return it. Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, I think that if you can do it, then do it. You know what I mean? Cause I've also taken things. I did this at Best Buy the other day where I got this monitor that was completely unnecessary. I just thought it was like a beautiful monitor. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could actually use that monitor instead of the one I have. And I fucking love it. And I had I had every intention of returning it, but I just loved it so much. I'm like, I'll keep it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's part of that too. Cause it is a hassle. If you go to a place like Home Depot or Best Buy and you're like, I'm going to get this power screw.
Only defense.
Totally.
Is to make your life miserable, which is defense.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you live 20 miles away from Home Depot and you're like, I'm going to get this lawnmower just to try out, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to return it. You're like, well, I got to put it back on the thing. And then I got to box it up again. And I blah, 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 and it's like, oh, fuck.
Big pain in the ass.
I mean, Amazon does it too, where they're like, you know, you can return anything from in this period of time. And then it's like, okay, cool. You want to return it? Fill out this form. Take this to your local post office.
Yeah.
Do this. And it's just like, fine, I'll fucking keep it.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll keep the cool socks I thought I was buying.
Totally. So I think we're approaching a hard out, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to do a 9. I am actually in that boat as well. So
shall we hit a couple randoms?
Let's hit a couple randoms.
Stealing, theft. Don't do it or
don't
do it.
Don't do it. Do it.
Don't do it. Do it. If you're going to do it. I mean, if you.
What do you guys think about looting?
Looting
that's been going
is
on
bad. These are interesting questions philosophically because if you're in a situation where like you literally
everyone else was doing it,
well, it's not even and everyone else is doing a thing. It's kind of when you think about Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Katrina.
You're just like, yeah, I needed those Lululemon spandex pants
to jog.
Well, there's that
from Sporty Picks.
From sport. But if you're, let's say, if you are, you're, you know. There was a story going on Reddit about a generator, right? Where there was a woman who needed a generator for her father's, like, breathing or something.
It's always, this is for my dad's breathing machine.
Well, but, you know, in that situation, like, what are you going to do? I mean, I am not under any illusion that if I was in a situation where I had to survive, I'm not going to go, looting is wrong. I'm going to be like, hey, listen, I got a kid.
Water,
who
food,
needs,
sure.
needs formula.
Right.
I'm going to go take that formula. Sorry. If you want to penalize me, I understand.
Hold on,
but like, I need that shit.
A disaster scenario? Or
right. I mean, I'm not saying.
Now, we got guys living about 50 yards away from me right now on the corner in tents.
Right.
And they need things to survive. So where do you draw the line with just people who chew? I don't know. You know, like.
It's a good question.
I think a disaster is one thing where like the whole island is fucked.
Right.
And we need water versus I'm just going to come to your house and steal your bike because I need it.
Yeah, see, that's very different.
Yeah.
I think it's the justification, right?
Well, the desire to need versus the biological needs of life, right?
Food, water. I mean, yeah, for $1, you can get a meal at McDonald's.
Yeah. So. And you could also, I mean, listen, you could also...
You know that.
You could also... I know that. You could also perish and never steal. And, you know, if that's the way you want to live your life, that's totally fine, right? I mean, I
could dumpster dive in America and never have to buy
exactly
food.
And I think that's
I don't think it's
I'm all about that, dude. I'm all about if the system is created a situation for you to do that, I'm okay with it. So dumpster diving, for instance, I'm sure there are plenty of organizations that go like, hey, you can't take that shit out of our dumpster, it's our dumpster, you know. And I'd be like, well, I don't know what to tell you, right? Yeah. I mean, it's you know, that you threw this away. What's going on, right?
The dumpster should be public.
Dumpster should be public.
Once it enters the plane of the dumpster,
right?
Rats, people, kids, whatever.
It's an interesting question. Stealing is an interesting morality battle, and I don't want to sound like I condone or we condone stealing, especially in the shoplifting context, because there are a lot of businesses, small businesses, who, you know, when you steal a puka shell necklace from the little tiny surf store, that really affects them.
So.
Right?
Rule of thumb, guys, if you're going to steal from corporations, let's like at least just agree that about that.
Done. Agreed.
Right. Don't be stealing from mom and pop.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Steal from Joe Exxon.
They made those. Yeah, Joe Exxon. Steal from him. And in fact, when you fill up gas, take a 2-liter.
Right.
Throw a little extra gas in that 2-liter.
If you're staying in Trump Tower right now, walk out with some of that complimentary soap. Right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's the least you can do to take it to the man.
And maybe even take some gold wallpaper.
Yeah. Have you guys ever stolen, I don't know if it's stealing, but like those weird things within like hotels where like...
Like a bathrobe or something?
Yeah. Bathrobe is kind of extreme.
I think they charge you for that now.
Yeah. Bathrobe is extreme, but things like...
Or like sheets or pillows or something?
The Bible.
You steal Bibles from hotels?
I totally steal Bibles.
And then I replace
from
hotels. I replace them with 420 magazine.
420. Vape Nish.
Bitch.
All right. So a couple randoms. Let's close out this stealing. Stealing is bad. The morality is a little complicated. We may revisit this one, particularly because of shoplifting. I think the shoplifting culture is a completely different culture than
True.
The stealing subreddit.
It just seemed like I'm picturing rebel teenage girls.
I'm picturing rebel teenage girls.
Is that a stereotype?
And I'm picturing the little bit. There's
true.
A game to it. But stealing to survive is a different, complicated issue, right?
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Interesting stuff.
Who owns who, man?
Who owns who, right? Great question. Random NAMM flashbacks.
Oh.
This is one of my favorite memes, actually. I was watching a bunch of these yesterday.
I love
completely
these.
Unrelated. So this, I don't know if you guys are familiar, and this is...
I've never seen this
We'll
one.
Put
this
a couple
great.
On the Facebook page, but these are images and typically videos of things that are not obviously in NAMM having a moment where it looks like they're having a NAMM flashback. It's like cats a lot of the time. So
I've been watching the Vietnam documentary Ken
right.
Burns.
So this is a really good one, right?
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
Oh
it's
my
a little baby
god.
With a face full of jelly and his eyes are just wide open like somebody's guts just got blown into them.
Right. And then another baby who is like, he's got the ashes of war all over his poor.
It's just beets. Yeah. He's just eating beets.
Yeah. So yeah, it's
my
like,
favorite one is it's from like a pet training show. It's this Australian shepherd that the trainer's like holding a plate of cupcakes. That's like, we're gonna test him now. Make sure he doesn't try to eat a cupcake.
Right.
And the face this dog has
it's just
is
so sad.
So sad, but he doesn't take the cupcake.
Ooh, here's another interesting one. This is Tales from the Customer, a place for customers to vent and rage and even smile about their customer service experiences.
Mm.
I'm sure this one's like one of those undercover crazy stories type places.
Yeah.
Where you actually hear some like fucking banana stuff. Debate an atheist.
Ooh.
Man, I'm hitting some good ones right now.
Yeah.
It's my karma count.
I just found one that's pretty cool. It's called Nature Was Metal.
Oh, was? Not
and
is?
It's all about like kind of prehistoric animals that
that's awesome.
Were badass. Fucking badass. This thing is called the short-nosed bear. We'll post a picture online.
That's what people think is Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like standing up. This thing has got to be 25 feet tall.
Jeezy.
And
scientists,
crowd. Yeah, like this is a real thing. Scientists thought that these animals delayed human migration into North America because they kept eating us as we were crossing the Bering Strait.
Incredible.
Until that's humans so extincted all their motherfucking asses, bitch.
Fuck yeah. Just a matter of time.
Joe Exxon.
Joe Exxon.
Stealing bears from us, so we're going to steal bears from him.
I think we've, as a group, killed off
so many things.
90% of large animals.
Fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Freed, you got a random over there?
I do. 3 a.m. jokes.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. So prepare to get freaky dirty.
Give us one.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Bleep out the entire thing.
It sucks that I have to sleep in my car. I keep missing my exit.
Oh! Don't sleep and drive.
Because he's driving.
So are these literally 3 a.m. jokes? Like all the jokes?
I haven't read any of these. I don't know if they're good or
bad. That's a funny idea that this is a whole, there's a bunch of jokes that only happen. Like the joke takes place at a time.
Yeah, I like that.
I've never thought of that component
of
jokes.
Specific to a time.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
This is fun. We should do this one sometimes. The description is, for all the stupid humor of sleep deprivation, have you been up for longer than a normal human being can operate? Good. Have you just laughed at a joke that wouldn't have been funny otherwise? Tell us about it.
Ooh.
This is a good one.
So we bad joke.
We should do that at one of our...
Sex is like music.
What?
Dot, dot, dot. For every person who pays for it, there are thousands more getting it for free.
That's almost like a 14 and this is deep.
Yeah, picture. This is a great joke. Tips fedora at mosquito. Malaria. That's funny even when you've had 12 hours of sleep.
And then he crashes into the curb.
Pretty funny image.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Malaria. Malaria. Fucking hilarious.
My teacher asked why each class of Egyptians were paid successively higher to build monuments. I said it was a pyramid scheme. Oh!
Bam,
bam, bam. All right. I think we got to close this one out. We're going to get into 3 a.m. jokes for way longer than we want to. All right, so we were talking about stealing this week. My name is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
And my free day.
This is Did You Reddit. If you want to hit us up about a subreddit that you really like, that you want us to talk about, or talk to you about on the pod, you can hit us up at hi@digireddit.com. Remember to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the places you listen to podcasts. Rate us if you feel like it. It really helps, in all seriousness.
It would be nice.
It would be nice. And
call us on our home phones, 555-555.
And yes, tell your friends. If you tell enough friends, we'll give you a sword, because that's how our pyramid scheme works.
Yep.
We will be back next week with another subreddit discussion on Did You Reddit? Bye.
Bye.